And I'm going through this instruction here, which is for an hour and a half, and I'd say if you have to cut it to an hour, call this stuff in the back resource material, show them where it is, and have them study it at home. It's self-explanatory, it's simple, it's easy to understand, and you'll have no problem with it. Page 4, top of the page, opposite the first paragraph there, jot down, read aloud. That's what these instructions says. 30 discipleship exercises is a 30-lesson study. We changed that word, featuring 30 different topics and so on. The last sentence, this devotional material can be used by an individual for daily devotionals, one, one-on-one discipling, two, or small groups. Then tell them this evening we're going to focus on small groups. Three lines down under that, under personal devotions, the eighth word says, open your Bible and look at each. Put brackets around that, and may I suggest you put down O-N-E, one verse. What this says is that after you've finished the 30 discipleship exercises, then go back and read six chapters for six verses. Now, after a year or two of the new Christian, you might get them to do that, but you're not going to get a new Christian to do that. Start off with one, just a suggestion. All right. You'll read that out loud. Okay, flip over to page 6. Turn the page, please. Ignore this word mission at the top unless you're teaching this in England. Please do not pay any attention to the word crusade/mission. Is that correct? I think that's just England. Is that just England? And where? Canada and England. Okay, Canada and England. Ignore that. The word mission. Now the instructions say to read all of this page. And as I read, circle or underline keywords or thoughts. And a group of 6 to 12 people, I would underline that, meeting weekly, underline that, informal setting, underline study the Word of God, underline the word discussion, the method is discussion. They'll be underlining and as you read it. The leader simply asks questions to draw the group into discussion of the crusade Bible study. And purpose, ? Crossing out the word mission is all I've got changing on that. And then leadership and materials, important down at the bottom, you'll be looking at truth five different ways, circling keywords or phrases, answering questions, defining keywords, paraphrasing a verse. And then I'll stop and say, hey, what does it mean paraphrasing? Get an answer. Someone raise a hand and define that for you. Putting in your own words and making an application to daily life. Okay? Page 6. Now, the instructions say, turn to page 74. That's about four more pages over.
Where did it say that?
In this instruction page here. Oh, by the way, if what you might do is jot down to the bottom of page 6, go to page 74. You don't have one of those? Kathy faxed this to me two or three days. Incidentally, I owe Kathy and Tom both an apology on this. I had looked this over briefly and called Kathy back, and I said, we don't have enough time on doing the lesson. We've got 30 minutes on doing the lesson, and we've got 25 minutes on the material in the back of the book, which is excellent. And then the next day, I worked it out, spent about 2 hours on the thing, and I called her back to apologize. I don't know if you got it on your recorder or not, but it actually will fly on this time schedule. You can scan it and get it done. All right. Down at the bottom of page 6, you go to page 74. And go to page 74. Discovery Group Leader's Guide. Law of Teaching. You all know that. You've been teaching it. Telling isn't teaching. Listening isn't learning. You learn to do by doing. And that's why you need to spend most of your time on actually doing the Bible study. Right below that, what's a small group? And if I had more time and wanted to keep you here longer, I would go over all this with you. I will not. I'll scan it. The purpose of the group, what a small group is. It says 6 to 12 people, but the diagrams you'll notice have 7 people. Gene, what's the best 7 or 8 for a small Bible group?
I'd say not less than 6 and more than
11. Okay, you're close to what they have here. But I have a small Bible group as a fellowship. We understand and apply the Bible to our lives. We belong to a small group, and that encourages us. And disciplines and life-changing habits take place here. And you've got an opportunity for questions where you won't be embarrassed. Top page 75 is the format. Sharing is really, it's about 20 or 30 seconds of prayer, and the rest of it's been in sharing, and in 40 minutes in discussion. And it's got 10 minutes for praying, and that isn't really true. It's actually it's application and sharing what you've learned with the group and praying. Praying is not very much that 10 minutes. That book, is, you can throw that book away for this tonight. All right. On page 75, Gene.
You're also working off this list here. Does everybody have one?
Yeah, everybody's got one. They all have one.
Well, Jack Steiner took you then at the tail end there where it says praying is more sharing applications and that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Because these are brand new Christian. You know, in a small group Bible study, we get around to that. But don't come forth with a theological pastor's prayer. Because they'll say, man, I never could do that, and they'd be afraid to pray. What you want to do at that time is saying, now what we're going to do is pray here, and we're going to thank God for something. Think of something in your life that you can thank God for. And the leader starts out and said, Lord, I thank you for whatever they're thankful for. And then right on around the group seat. Now they can handle that. It'd be the first time in their life they've ever prayed out loud before anyone else.
I'll make one suggestion.
Shoot.
Thank God. Or just say,
thank you, Lord. Amen. That's good.
That
takes them off. That's right. That is good. It's kind of like writing out prayers on these deals and let them read it. Yeah. Now, bottom page 75, this is important. Goals and aims. Three goals. Number one, discovery. What does God say? Number two, what does it mean? Getting the picture. That's a good definition of understanding. Have you ever had someone give you a project or a chore or a job to do? And they explain how they want it done and what they want done. And they step back and say, Jack, do you have a picture? Understanding is getting the picture that God has for you. And application, how can this affect my life? Excellent. Turn the page. Page 76. Top of the page, you're not an orator. You're not an expert. There's no debate going to take place. That's what it's not. Beginning in the middle of page 76 is what it is. The Bible is the central focus around which the discussion centers. What did Jeremiah say? Is not my word like a fire? The Lord says, is not my word like a fire and a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? And you're going to be sharing the word of God and teaching people to share the word of God. And that's important. Multiplication can take place here. We're wholesalers like Kent is. And Kirk and Craig were in wholesale ministry. Now Kent has it by himself. But he's got a small group that they scatter out to 26 states and they sell hundreds of thousands of items. He's a wholesaler and multiplication takes place. And that's what you're going to be doing. You'll be sharing God's word and teaching people to share God's word, and multiplication will take place. The Holy Spirit's a teacher. It says, including the leader, especially the leader. Learn from the Holy Spirit. Top of page 77. The leader and the group, each looking at the word directed by the study, and each learns from the Bible. What is it? Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, effective. It is. And then right below that, group discussion is stimulated by the leader who asks questions. And in this thing, we've got the questions written out for you to ask. You'll be picking up a few more, both from your teaching and as you teach, but from their responses, you'll pick up a few more. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light of my path. Group discussion, stimulated by the leader. And then down at the bottom of that, each group applies scriptural insights and shares the learning for the whole group. And that's what most of the last 10 minutes is. Okay, now I'll go back to page 7. And if you have an hour, you won't have time to do much on the back, if any. Page 7. Wish we had a book like this. All right. Now we're getting down to it. The format. So open the meeting with prayer, and I would suggest to the 1 minute that you have 20 to 30 seconds. The leader will pray, and you know there's a lot of places in the Bible where you have short prayers. You remember when Paul fell on his face on the road to Damascus, blinded? He said, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? 8 words. Then who was it? Nehemiah, shortest prayer in the Bible. He came in and the king said, why are you such a sad sack, Nehemiah? Well, he said, Jerusalem is in ruins, the walls are down, and the people are... He said, what do you want me to do? He said, so then I prayed to my God and said... And that was a prayer without his mouth opening for the prayer. It was just a mental prayer, shooting a pop prayer up to God. So I prayed to my God and said... I guess that's the shortest prayer in the Bible, isn't it, preacher? How about Luke? Jesus tells a story about a publican and a Pharisee going into the temple. Republicans, man, I'm sure glad I'm not like that guy. Man, I tithe. I go to church 4 times a week, you know. And the Pharisee said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And Jesus said, he's going away justified. So it doesn't take a long prayer, but the reason I say 20 to 30 seconds, you're going to have new Christians in these groups, and you don't want to scare them. Come up with a real short prayer and make the prayer simple and real. Okay, says, although your study book contains several studies suggesting a termination date of 7 weeks, we call it New Beginnings. On page 3, on the front of it, you've got all 7 of them here. You might hold your finger there and flip back to page 3, the front. And the first one's on salvation. We'll cover that tonight. Then have assurance, lordship, scriptures, prayer, Holy Spirit, and witness. New Beginnings, 7 weeks. Gene has a good suggestion for Bible studies of any kind. Have a beginning date and a termination date. Right, Gene? Blow the whistle and start over. If they want to start over. All right. Next paragraph, get acquainted. 10 minutes. Now, we, in a big group, in a sanctuary, you cannot divide them up in small groups, 7 or 8 around a table, folks. It's just impossible. We had as many as 1,500 in classes. 1,000 is not unusual at all up in Portland. And driving to Philadelphia, driving down a freeway, I was wondering how are we going to do it in small groups. And God gave me this, as sure as I'm sitting here this evening. I thought, what is one thing in every sanctuary I've ever been in? Well, one thing is an aisle. You've got to have an aisle to get down to the front and back to the back. So I'll take the old boy that's seated on an aisle, like, let's see, we'll have, you're seated on the aisle, the aisle is on your right, okay? You're closest to that aisle. You're number 1. The person on your left is number 2. Wave your hand, number 2. On your left is number 3. Wave your hand, number 3. Okay. The next person is number 1. All right. What number are you?
1.
You don't know what number you are. Now, when you get to the end of the aisle, if there are 2 left over, you've got a 2-person group. If there are 4 left over, you've got a 4-person group. Any question on that? All right. Count off out loud.
2, 3, 4.
Can't.
3, 4.
Well, just a minute. We skipped 5 people over there. Kent, you're number. Kirk, you're number 2, and Kent's number 3.
2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Ah, you got 4 here. You got a 4-person group, right? All right. Now it says, start with the leader and have each group member give his or her name. And forget the word hobby here, folks. You don't have time for people to go into hobbies. Skip that. Their name and prayer request. Just those 2 things. And now, Rabbi Lewis said, note as each person responds, name and prayer request should be recorded on the group covenant, page 8. Turn the page. Page 8. Now, all of you number 2s, all number 2s, raise your hand. You're my assistant. You're the assistant leader. Someone's got to be in charge, and you're in charge to be sure that your group does what we're supposed to do, okay? All right, page 8. Down at the bottom of page 8. In dependence upon God, I had the whole sanctuary read this. Because of time here, I will not have you do that. I had them all read it, and then right now, I want you to get your pen out, and you small group, number 2s, you take over, my assistant leader, get the names and a real prayer request right now. Don't sit there on your duff. I want you to get together and get your name in a prayer. I'm very serious. Right now. You learn to do by doing. Oh, we didn't get... I'm sorry. You got a small group. Make your prayer request simple, make it real.
Why
do you think that we
can explain
to him? Since
I'm waiting to explain to him, what he's doing. Is that on Friday? No, that's Thursday.
All right.
That's
worse.
Yeah, I already lost control. What do you do next?
You're number 2. All right, after you get their names and a prayer request, you 3 pray. Let me have your attention. After you get your name and your prayer request, Youth freedom, have your prayer meeting.
We get together to pray.
That's right. Amen. All right. Now, turn in your instructions here to page 5 on your instructions, please. Top of the page it says B, lesson 1. Follow the format on page 7. That's what we're doing now. Find it?
Yeah, they might have a newer edition.
You may have a different edition. Give me one of those newer editions. Okay, it says B, lesson 1. Follow the format on page 7. Page 4. We got instructions on instructions. All right. Now down at the... okay, you've already taken out the standing, huh? Bless your heart. It said in here, had them three people stand. I said, wait a minute. They're going to be writing down names and prayer requests and they're standing? That won't work. So she's already taken it out. You won't have to. All right. Down at the bottom of page 8. Please write, go to page 12.
8 for me.
It says group covenant.
Group covenant. On the bottom of page, group covenant, you go to page 12. Turn to page 12, please. And page 12, now we're getting down to the lesson, which is what we come here for.
Jack, when is the folks coming out and signing?
Right before you pray. Yeah, uh-huh. The number 2 person that gets the names and the prayer request, and then you pray. We've read the covenant to start with. Then they sign it down at the bottom and date it. I mean, this is serious business. These folks are going to be praying for each other for 7 weeks in a small group. Sure, you bet.
The Bible says, I think one of the things that blocks God doing what he wants to do is that people are not free to really care about their heart. You might consider it as a stick requirement, but nothing shared within the group to be shared all time.
That's excellent. That is excellent.
All time that block what God really wants to do.
And they still won't, it'll take them a while to do that, but not going to get that overnight, but it gets it.
If you don't have a rule, it won't.
All right, this is the guts of the whole thing, gentlemen. This is the doing of the Bible study. Top of the page says salvation. Y'all with me? All right, read that little paragraph, the first five sentences with me out loud. Salvation means deliverance from sin and its consequence. Review and meditate on these truths until you can say with confidence, I know I am saved. I've been born into God's family as His child. I now have eternal life. How many here wish that that had happened to you within a week or two after you got saved? 20 to 25% of all of our decisions at Billy Graham Crusade check assurance. And for 20 years after I got saved, I did not have assurance. I don't mean all the time, but I had floods of doubt now and then because I based my assurance on my conduct, which was horrible, or a bad meal, my feelings, you know. And I found out I could base my assurance not on my conduct and not on feelings, but on the Word of God. And Romans 10, 9 and 10 gave me that assurance. Then in a warehouse down here, borrowed another man's Bible and looked it up. Went to the table of contents, found out where it was. And the people that you teach, be sure they base their assurance not on their conduct or their feelings, but on the Word of God. And have them, the ones that they teach, pass that down. We got, like I say, 20-25%. And I have hundreds check assurance in our classes. Now, in Philadelphia, I had 46 get saved, and in Portland, I had 44 get saved. And we give them a week to think about it, and then they put it on their attendance card, as you know. We said, we're not going to ask that you stand up, shake your head, raise your hand, or come forward. But I promise you, before you leave this sanctuary tonight, you'll know. And had 90. And they ranged from age 13 to age 76. But we had literally hundreds check assurance. That's what we're talking about here, is assurance. Now, all right. Circle key words or phrases in the following scriptures. Now, I'm going to read these slowly, twice, and as I do that, I want you to circle key words. There's no right or wrong answer here, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, on Matthew 1:21. Now, when you do this, by the way, why would we do this? Why would we circle key words? Any expression? Got an idea? Oh, doesn't it? Yeah, that's great. Anybody else? Uh-huh. Okay. Now, if you're real smart, guys, you'll be writing some of these things down, so when you teach this class, you'll know some answers all the way through this Bible study. If you see something good, well, jot it down. I've got down here, think it through, emphasize, focus, apply, and when you read these, you know, punch it home. All right, here we go on Matthew 1:21. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. Circle key words or phrases. And I suggest that out in the margin, you write two words. Who saves? ? And ask your congregation that after you get some responses. Okay, give me a response here. Anybody?
Jesus.
Amen. That's who saves. I mean, on what you circle. Pardon me.
His name and Jesus.
Okay.
Paul.
Okay. Anybody else?
Save his people.
Okay, get three or four responses. Now, if you have a microphone, you can gallop up and down the aisle. You're having fun now. You can point out, how about the balcony? And hey, if one guy stands up more than once, said, all right, now somebody that hasn't answered before, that hasn't contributed before, that'll shut them up. You won't have to keep calling them the same person. You can point to this side over here. Well, they didn't do their homework. You're out. Okay, you know. And you can have some fun as you go along. All right, next one. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you've been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast. Please, circle key words and phrases. I missed one. I'll go back and get it. Go ahead and work on Ephesians 2:8-9. you'll grab that lamp and pull it down, it'll turn on some light there. Grab the whole. Yeah. All right, somebody share what you've circled. Say again?
Grace.
Grace. By the way, outside of Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, you can jot down, how are we saved? And ask that question to the congregation. How are we saved? Let them think it through. We're saved by grace through faith. All right? Somebody else, what did you circle?
Not of yourselves.
Not of yourselves. Four biblical truths in this one little passage here. Four biblical truths regarding salvation. You might ask them to define grace. The first person stands up will say, God's riches at Christ's expense. That's right. That's a good definition, all right. We skipped Romans 5:8. Let's go back to Romans 5:8. But God proves his love for us by the fact that Christ died for us while we were still sinners. Please, circle key words and phrases. Okay, somebody give me what you circled. Volunteer.
Christ died for us.
Christ died for us. Okay, somebody else? It's a fact. All right, you see how it goes there. Now, opposite Romans 5:8, jot down, how did he save? And ask that of the congregation. And then let them think it through. How did he save? Well, he died for us. That's how he saved us. Romans 10:13, the side of that. Jot down, who will be saved? Opposite John 1, 12 and 13, you might jot down 2 Corinthians. You can abbreviate that COR, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Emphasize the new birth. Therefore, if any person be in Christ, any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, all things become what?
New.
Amen. And again, you can ask on John 1, 12 and 13, how are we saved? And I think the key word here, at least I believe it is, you might ask them what a key word is, see what they think, but you might jot down or cross or underline circle, accept him. I think accept may be the key word of that whole verse. How are we saved? By accepting Christ. Now, the first thing I had the two words on John 3:16. Believes in eternal life. There's a new instruction that had love, but I'd already worked it out on believes, so you can take any two words you want. We're going to work on believes in eternal life tonight because I already worked it out. I am the instructor. Now, down at the bottom, in the above scriptures, what do we learn about salvation in Matthew 1:21? And get four or five answers on each one of these. Give me one or two. Matthew 1:21. What do you learn about salvation? All right, anybody else? Amen. Amen. Okay, Romans 5:8. What do we learn about salvation? I jot down and get four or five answers there on each one of these. Amen. Anybody else? Anything else? Oh boy. Amen. I'm so glad of that. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. What do we learn about salvation? It sure is.
Not a result of
work. If you circle the most important phrase, you've got the whole verse there, haven't you? All right. Romans 10:13. What do we learn about salvation? What do they have to do? What will happen? Okay. Now, on John 3:16, now we're going to do a verse study on page 13, right across the page, and using the verse marked with an asterisk from the opposite page, that's John 3:16, complete this verse study for them so you can write, please, John 3:16 in the verse reference. Number one, jot down John 3:16. The key word, first key word, write down believe, the next key word, write down eternal life. Now I'm going to ask that you define John 3:16. And in your instructions here, let's see, just a minute here, if I can find it here. that she faxed to me and says, write one word definition. Well, I don't think that's possible. And you leave your space here for two lines, so I think that anything that you can get on those two lines is fine. And if that's still in here, well, I'll apologize. And I told our leader here that if she wanted me, or Charlie Riggs and Tom Phillips wanted me to recite "The Boy Stood on the Burning Deck and Quoted Peanuts for the Peck," I'd sure do that. I'd try to memorize that and do what they wanted. And I hadn't changed my mind on it. But one word definition is pretty hard to do, especially when you got two lines here. Well, I tell you, it says in the instructions here 1 to 2 minutes, but I've given 2 minutes on this. Whether you need that long or not, you're in better shape to do that than most of your people that you'll be teaching. I'll tell you that they'll need at least 1.5 to 2 minutes. But you've got two lines there, use them. Now get some responses on the first one before you go to the second one. That'll keep them separated. I'm sorry, on the instruction on 1.5 to 2 minutes down there on 3 and 4, you won't need that much probably on number 2. Okay, somebody define belief for me.
Put confidence in.
Put confidence in. Excellent. I've got that written down here. All right? Somebody else? I've got rely written down here. Did you copy my paper? Anybody else? Trust in. Commitment. All right? Eternal life. Give me a definition of eternal life.
God's kind of life.
Ooh, I like that. That'll fly. Anybody else?
Spirit will live forever.
Live forever. Permanent and irrevocable. That's not original. I copied that of a guy in Portland. Permanent and irrevocable. A life of joy, peace, and hope. Now, number 3. What does the verse say? Paraphrase. Rewrite the verse, John 3:16, in your own words. Now, here's where you're going to need 1.5 or 2 minutes. I was mistaken on the other. Pardon me? Oh, did you? Okay.
I'm trying.
I think she's wonderful. I'm prejudiced. You'd be surprised. I came up with some good ones. You might write in the margin 3 or 4 share if you have time. That's what we had. We went on it. But you're doing some real work in people's lives if they work through this Bible study, folks. I know I'm saved. I know I'm part of God's forever family. I know I have eternal life. That's the goal. That puts you on shopping ground. All right, someone give me a paraphrase of John 3:16. Someone who hasn't shared yet. Don't take your time. Keep writing. You're not through. We're not in that big a hurry. You'd be surprised how flexible my schedule is this evening.
God loved everybody so much that he delivered his only son. Anyone receiving that son gives his life without him.
Amen. Amen. That'll preach. Anybody else?
God loved me and the rest of the world so much that he allowed his son to die, that we who believe in him will not perish but live forever with him.
Woo! Wonderful. Number four. I'd say get three or four responses on that. How can I apply the truth of this verse to my life today, where the rubber meets the road? How can I apply the truth of John 3:16 to my life today? I wrote this out when I did the Bible study in Philadelphia, and I changed it today. I think I've got a better solution.
What do
you have, Jeff? We'll look it through. I won't interrupt him. See, it takes no time. There's still six people writing. And you guys have done this kind of work before. And the people you're going to be teaching have not. It's going to take 2 or 3 minutes. Gene, what I have is this. My faith in Jesus means I am adopted into God's forever family. I am now a joint heir with Christ. I have assurance I will spend eternity in heaven. But now I am now obligated to share Jesus with others and have new responsibilities clearly outlined in the Scriptures. Now down at the bottom of page 13, after we share a couple more deals here, right down at the bottom of the page, go to page 7-5E, like easy. Okay, share a couple of these with me. Anybody? Application time.
God for my eternity and sharing this truth with others.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
Thank you for it.
Excellent. Anybody else?
Believe it, practice it, let it sink in, let it reflect on every aspect of our life from thought and practice.
Praise God. That's excellent. I'll tell you what, you'll find some tears in their eyes after they start writing these applications out. I mean, they take it serious. And lives are changed when you teach this, fellas. I'm serious. And now, I don't know what percentage did we have up there respond that they would be leaders, volunteer. Do you know? I left town before I found out. But a large, I carried back stacks of applications to be a leader. All right, now you go back to page 7. And the fifth thing on page 7, if I can find it here on my fancy page here. Down near the bottom of the page, easy, E, ask the question. Are you with me? It says, ask the question. What is the value of a study like this? And get 2 or 3 responses. Anybody have an idea? How would you answer that? What's the value of this?
Dr. Crawford says that thoughts entangle themselves when you pass emotional lips into your fingertips. And you get people writing.
Amen. That's right.
Like we said, Ralph, that's what he said. There's always just tangled up.
I just can't get away from it.
Well, you're sharing your life with others. We're getting fed from the Word of God. We're getting understanding of the Scriptures. We're learning. And we're participating. Then have a prayer circle. And we'll go back to the threes and say, now we'll have, say, heaven, thank you, Lord, for one thing. And that's a good suggestion Gene made. If they don't want to thank God for one thing, say, thank you, Lord. But at that time, most of them will think of something you want to thank God for. Now, it says, give a home assignment for lesson two. Down at the bottom of page 7, but go to page 9. Just flip one page over and talk about lesson two for just a moment. Top of page 9, and I'm reading here, have the group read the entire chapter from which each verse, circle each verse, just a suggestion, and right above that, put down a key verse with an asterisk. What you're saying here is have the group read the entire chapter from which each verse has 6 verses and 6 chapters. And you don't start people who've been saved 10 days off on reading 6 chapters. I don't think, Gene's shaking his head. I take his word for it. That, again, that's just a suggestion, Kathy. That, maybe if they want that done, that's fine with me. I'm not going to argue with them.
Say that again.
Say what you just said again. Circle the last 2 words on the first line on page 9. Circle each verse and right above it, key verse. On each lesson, you've got an asterisk on one verse. On lesson number 2 is Philippians 1:6. There's a little asterisk there. Now, I'm suggesting they take that one verse and read that chapter and not start off with 6 verses and 6 chapters. We don't want to snow them and make them afraid to come back. Ease into it.
Now, Jack, is there a week in between there?
Yes.
Well, they could read 6 chapters.
Oh, yeah, they could.
You're saying read the same chapter 6 days?
No, it doesn't say read it daily. That's part of the home assignment. Have the group read the entire chapter. They've got to do the Bible study on lesson 2.
Okay.
And instead of reading 6 chapters, I'm suggesting you start off by reading 1 chapter.
Okay.
These folks got saved 10 days ago. Most of them.
Jack, I missed the transition there from page 9. From
page 7, we went to page 9.
Yeah, but it's not on this.
We don't have a home assignment on the teaching outline, which
we probably should add. Do they
have this? Yeah, they have that.
That's why I'm working on.
But he's comparing that.
Oh, I see. All right. Okay, I'm sorry. I see what you mean. Yeah. We got a printing problem here. We got 3 and 4 twice on this one here. Exact same thing. 3 assigned the verse mark with an asterisk for memory, flipping 1:6.
I think we're combining them.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I mean, there is a slight distinction, but I think we did decide to combine them.
Well, I beg your pardon. I thought they were the same. I didn't go that far into it. I apologize. I was wrong. Down near the bottom of page 7 says, review memory verse, 2 minutes. You might jot down out there something very helpful. Write on cards, and then you can put 1/2 of a 3x5 card. Parentheses, 1/2 of a 3x5 card. Get a 3x5 card, cut it in half, and have them write these on cards. The verses. Page 9. Okay, down to the bottom it says, prayer, review memory verse, 2 minutes. Right out there. Just a suggestion. Write them on cards. And a half of a 3x5 card would do fine. And if they'll carry little cards around, they'll memorize them more than if they don't carry little cards around. Pardon me? Okay. All right. With me, go to page 77, please. Turn to page 77. Again, resource material. If you teach this in 1 hour, you won't have much time for resource material. Down at the bottom of page 77, right out there next to number 1, I put down ad lib. Form the group, ad lib it, scan it. Top of page 78. First 3 dots up there, I would ad lib that. Briefly go over it to
them. Let me ask if you all have considered something. If you've got a key verse designated each week.
Yes. They do have.
To your cost, but, you could put memory cards in the back of the book with those printed up official Dawson Cotton cards.
Like you do in the course book.
Yeah, that's something to think about.
That wouldn't cost an awful lot. Now this, the middle of page 78, they think is quite important. It says arrange for the study. Are you with me? And in the instructions, they suggest that you read all of that And I would at least underline part on the first dot, I'd underline in the church or a warm, friendly home. And the third dot, seating should be in a circular pattern. I would underline that. Next dot, decide in advance who's going to take care of the doorbells, telephones, and children. That's important. Next dot, refreshments are not recommended. I put down parentheses during the study. Now, again, that's just my idea. But if you come to my house, I want to offer you a cup of coffee or a glass of Coke or something.
Stay around, and Dad, we found small groups. Some of the best time is not during the study, but it's after the study.
Well, right, person to person after it's over. Uh-huh. Don't get me fired on that, Kathy, now. No, oh, I'm taping this, Tom. I'm sorry. Oh, boy.
Dad, your pink slip is in the mail.
Well, they can fire me, but they can't cut my salary. All right, under time, next to the last dot on arranging for study, page 78, next to the last dot says time. The discovery group format is designed for a one-hour meeting. It has been suggested the study not run longer. Circle that, underline that. Do not run it for longer than 1 hour, and teach these folks do not run it longer than 1 hour. If they want to stay around and drink a Coke and visit with you, that's fine. But if you tell them 1 hour, keep it to 1 hour. All right, top of page 79. Number one, we do expect the leaders to do the study and complete the written answers. And when you teach the class, tell them that. If they're going to be a leader, they're going to do the lessons ahead of time and complete the written answers. If I can spend 5 hours studying a Sunday school lesson, they can sure do this. Number two, underline, make notes of additional good guiding questions. And tell these folks that are going to lead groups to jot down the answers they're going to hear while you teach this class on these sheets. So that'll help them a lot. And the way they answer questions that you ask on going through the Bible study. Now, down at the bottom of the page, I'd add lib. Excellent tips. I think Gene will go through them and tell you that that's true. Well, it's about 20 to 9. I'll tell you, we better not take time to go with you. I've got about half of them underlined. And about the middle of page 80, number 5, here are some excellent questions. What do others think about this? And after an answer or two, okay, what else? And you do not need to comment after every answer. C, does everyone understand? If not, read the scripture again. D, what do we mean by blank, whatever your question had been? How does this work out in life? Have you ever observed this? Tell us about it. Let them share their life. How have we experienced this? And then down at the bottom, can you think of any other scriptures that support this idea? Top of page 81. It is not wise to call on specific persons by name. Ask the questions. Let them respond. Qualities of a good question. Never answer by yes or no. But this is excellent, and you need to study it and read it 4 or 5 times before you teach it, and have them read it 4 or 5 times before they attempt to lead the group. This will really do them good and help them some.
You will, I'm not going to take time to, but there's the one in there about don't change it if you don't get an answer in the first 10 seconds after you ask the question.
Yeah, I think there is. Sure is. Let's see if I can find it here.
That's one of my biggest troubles when I first started leading.
No, a little silence, you get panic, yeah. Well, that's exactly right. I don't know if I can find it or not.
Well, what I would say is work from someone else.
Okay. Turn to page 82, and here are some more of them. First, that you've got a guy that's been dominating the thing, and every time you ask a question, he answers it. And then you can always say, well, someone who hasn't shared, answer this. But if he keeps dominating, say, Joe, could you stay after just a minute? I need to talk to you. I want to get some advice, counsel from you. And Joe, you say, Joe, it's very obvious that you know more about these Bible studies than anyone else here. And you could really help me on this. Bring a notebook next week, and as these questions come up, jot them down and respond for me. Would you please? and go over that with me later. It'll really help me in my instruction the next week. Get him so busy jotting down questions and answers, he doesn't have time to dominate the group. Gene, any suggestion on that? You've had a lot of experience in this.
That's one way to go ahead.
But
I figure things got the head done, get it handy, Jack.
Yeah.
I've been traveling about the problem.
That's right.
But he could ask, you know, Bill, I know that John's not saying much. Why don't you pray for John that he'll be able to share? And
that's good. That's good. Bill. Yeah.
Encourage him.
Uh huh. Now, the main thing, remember, is doing the Bible study. And if you've got to cut down to an hour, be sure to squeeze that in. Now, your main problem, again, is timing. You've got to determine how much time you're going to give to each part on this before you teach it. And spend most of it on actually doing the Bible study on page 12 and 13. I think it's 12 and 13. That's where I foul up here. Yeah, 12 and 13. That's where you've got to spend, if you have an hour, spend at least 35 minutes on this. Scan the stuff in the back. It's excellent, and you need to study it and encourage them to study it, but call it resource material because you cannot cover all that and do this Bible study in an hour and give it justice.
Here's some good stuff.
Oh, it's excellent. It's great. And on slides, you'll be able to pick out four or five or six that you can use, but if you've got a picture here, I don't know how bad you need it. I think I decided on five or six. And this book is all you'll need, folks, if we ever get a book that that you can decide on. When I teach our four classes, I've taught it over 300 times in the last 20 years, and it's all in the book. Everything in the book that I need to teach. I've got my slides in order with the book, but I'm using less slides than I used to.
Captain, I don't care what to say, you should have a ride home.
Any comments or questions? We've got a few minutes here. It is fun, and you'll enjoy it. Walk the aisle if you can get a mic, a portable mic. What do you call them?
Wireless.
Wireless, yeah. You get a hold of a wireless, walk the aisle and point to various parts of the sanctuary or the balcony. Okay, we haven't heard from you folks. And you know, that's fine. Get some response and they'll eat it up. Tell them it's the very first of class. You know, we've had four classes of hard work. Now the work's over. This is fun. And go about it with that attitude, and it will be fun for them. And I promise you, you guys can change lives. And if you go through John 3:16 and lesson one, and the other lessons they're excellent. They are they're terrific.
I expect you to do this in 1 hour.
I haven't expected anyone to do it in 1 hour.
Well, you know, too, lesson one actually would take a little bit longer than two, just because that group covenant business is in there at the beginning, and you don't have to do that.
That's right. That's right.
Now, hold on. I flipped the car here. Lesson 5 is not just one lesson.
No, I'm talking about lesson from 30.
Lesson 1 through 30 here. It's lesson 1 here.
Well, I know, but then you taught lesson 1, 2, 3, and 4. I understand that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now, you teach this. When do you teach it, and how much time do you take to teach it?
We teach it an hour and a half in regular crusades. And that's what these instructions are written for, an hour and a half. But 25 minutes of these instructions are the material in the back of the book. And if you've only got 1 hour, you're going to have to leave out at least 15 or 20 minutes of that 25. Because you must not cut out the Bible study. That's what we're here for. Telling isn't teaching, listening isn't learning.
One Bible study.
Yes, sir. Salvation. Page 12 and 13. No, what you're doing is recruiting people to teach these. Yeah,
so
uh-huh.
You give the assignment just like you would give it if you were giving it later on. I got you.
Yeah. And
you're going to do one Bible study.
That's right.
And going to encourage them to have a lead one.
But she's right about you've got to take at least, 5 minutes to get paired off in threes and get the names and their prayer request and have them read the covenant. You're talking about 3 to 5 minutes there at least.
No doubt about that.
Now you won't have to, yeah.
I didn't know about this working in threes deal, so I just told them to imagine that they were a group and worked it through as...
That'll work.
Just worked it through with 150 people simulating a small group, but I didn't quite sharp enough to do the number at all in threes.
Well, it does give them the idea of how a group is going to be if you can, you know. And you actually get their names and you get your prayer request and you read the covenant and you sign it. I'm going to pray for you guys. So you learn to do by doing and they're doing it. That's a big help on that.
I thought when I listened to the Charlie's tape before I did this that he had selected...
Did they have a tape? I didn't know we had a tape.
If you get on first team, you get a tape. That he had selected him a small group and put him up in front of a large group and was simulating. That is not what he's doing, but that's what I got out of the first time I listened.
The reason it's never been taped is because you're asking questions so much from the congregation and they don't have a microphone. It's a total disaster on the tape.
Well, and the tape he's talking about was Charlie from Philadelphia. So
okay.
It's not like there was one.
Yeah.
Not one that we could have given you.
75 years old, he finally made a tape on. Oh, I love him. But it's excellent. Any other comments? We appreciate it. You appreciate all the help you can get. Well, you'd like any suggestion they have.
What was this bit about refreshments?
Oh! It said not to have them.